You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Oh, morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
That is good to hear.
Still can't go over the fact I missed daylight saving.
I had to go and see
the news team just to like
confirm.
Clarify it.
Yeah, get yourself fact checked. I've got to say, I think it's actually the best way to do it is to not realise it's happened, and then your body just sort of rolls along, and then suddenly you're like, oh, the clocks are all wrong. Or maybe it's me. Who knows? I'm going to probably drive around in my car for 6 months with the clock wrong because it just seems like a hard thing to change
it. It's a waste of time because you're going to have to redo it again.
Well, exactly, exactly. And at least it means I feel like I'm always running early, which, you know, is a good feeling for a chronically late person. What's happening in the Mind Trench today, Rob?
This is really quite interesting, which helps, really, when I think about it.
Great. Right.
Researchers have discovered remnants of what is thought to be the world's oldest wooden structure.
Cool.
It's an arrangement of logs on the bank of a river bordering Zambia and Tanzania that predates the rise of modern humans.
That is extremely cool. I do love the idea that it's just some logs and they're like, these logs though, guys.
It's very intentional.
Very specific logs. Mm.
It's a simple structure made by shaping two logs with sharp stone tools. It's been dated to at least 476,000 years old, which predates Homo sapiens, who started wandering about approximately 30,000 years ago.
That is amazing.
Super primordial vibes.
So what's going on?
What's going on there?
Marks on the log show that they were cut, chopped and scraped with an array of stone tools found at the sites.
Wow.
One log, a type of bush willow, overlies the other and is held in place by a large inverted U-shaped notch in the underside.
That sounds like pretty much how they still build some log structures, surely.
If it ain't broke,
don't fix it. Yep. Exactly.
Professor Larry Barnum, an archaeologist,
It's a good name.
I couldn't get hold of him at the University of Liverpool, said, "When I first saw it, I thought that can't be real."
Believe my eyes.
Some logs nicely stacked in the middle of nowhere.
The wood and stone tools suggest a high level of ingenuity, technological skill. Saying that was really good. And planning. He thinks it might be part of a walkway or a foundation for a platform or a bookshelf.
Who knows?
I put the bookshelf in for comic relief.
I like that. I appreciate it. Did make me chuckle.
The scientists first arrived at the Colombo River in 2019 to carry on the excavations first made in 2006, but the river had changed its course. The reason the structure and tools survived for so long is everything was found near the Colombo Falls and was preserved by waterlogged sediments that are starved of oxygen.
Oh, okay, that's interesting.
I was going to say, maybe the logs got a bit, decay-y? Preservation.
Love that waterlogged sediment.
Yeah. Oh,
now,
the face.
Who was responsible?
But then a face mask.
Who was responsible for this, I hear you ask? I don't know. But some scientists think the structure may be the work of a predecessor of modern humans, and that was Homo heidelbergensis.
Wow.
What a name.
There's a name. There's
so
a big
that
name.
That is... Whoa.
That's bloody cool, that is. I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall watching that dude see that, because even from your description there, sounds so excited.
Yeah.
There's nothing more wholesome than watching a scientist see something new in their field. Mm-hmm. It is like Christmas come early.
Because it doesn't happen to every scientist in their career. We hear about these cool discoveries, and then for every cool discovery, there's like 20 other scientists that are just trucking along.
And really, they hate them as well, the ones that have discovered
something.
It's a bit
of a bitter field.
Oh, man.
So, I thought that was really, really quite interesting.
Now, fascinating.
If I've got time... Now, I was on a bus the other day and I couldn't help but listen to someone's conversation, and they mentioned the phrase damp squib.
Damp squib.
Squib, which neither of you two have heard of.
No.
Well, it rings a bell, but I'm not sure why.
I misheard squid.
It's something that's less exciting than expected.
Oh.
True.
It's for something like you go, that part was a bit of a damp squib.
Ah. That's like a very descriptive feeling. That
that's
one.
Really mean.
Well, it's traceable back to the 1500s and was used to describe a type of firework that had a really mild explosion when lit.
Just boring.
And the story goes, when it got damp, it wouldn't go off at all.
Oh, my God. Word salad over here. Nice one.
I know, actually, when I was doing it, I was thinking, oh, God, I hope Amelia hasn't talked about this.
No, she hasn't. Good to
well, there you go.
Good to keep us up with etymology as well.
Learned two things. Don't listen in on people's conversations. Mm. Normally I've got my headphones on, but I didn't.
It's against your will on the bus sometimes. Yeah,
I think on the bus, everyone's conversation, everyone's involved.
Free,
you know, whatever you're talking about, you have to be aware everyone on the bus is listening to. I think that some of the most exciting conversations I had on the bus.
There's some tea on the bus.
Well, because people, if they've got gossip and they're talking about it on the bus, it's so pressing that they cannot wait till there's not, you know, 30 other people listening to it as well. They're like,
we've
got to
jump in.
Got to get it. I've got thoughts on that. I'll just have a point for you here. Have you considered this angle? No poem for us today, Rob?
No. I've got quite a few that aren't quite finished yet, but I'm going to get onto that and have them finished because I need to do some other stuff as
Got to get the muse working for you there.
Yes,
have picked us a very powerful tune today, though. What have we got
for? Yes, this is The Bug with Flo Dan and a song called Jar War. And it's going out to all my fellow Plato Retreatians because this is one of our favourite songs.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you. Yeah.
No song white test. Right, I know it's the big Flo Dan in effect. We have the bop on the set, and we're coming in perfect. Them boy ain't putting on the revolution, but the war is begun. Box, hand me. Somebody life, I got done, them can't see me crumb. Them boy get up and run. 2004321. When I'm as ooh, when I'm as what tongue. Life, ooh, life, what life, I got done. Bonfire, bun. Just to my jaw for the venomous tongue. Some people get prang and people start run. Don't tell a guy that I rock a bun. When I say again, hum, bonfire bun. Rap with the roof low, then he must sit dumb. Bulletproof, it's on me pump action. That type of flicks, that type of tongue. Jarastafari. Some bad bitch don't talk about war. Them same bad bitch that don't anymore. Tell them I'm in my mouth, they won't get far. Without jar, they can't reach far. Some bad bitch don't talk about war. Them same bad bitch that don't anymore. Tell them I'm in my mouth, they won't get far. When will I die? Is there a heaven or was that a lie? Let me tell you something, I don't really mind. Just as long as I'm here, I'll kill that with style. Whether it's now or near future, make sure you bear me with me shooter. Bulletproof inside my silencer. When I go to the grave, I keep it gangster. 6 foot deep, coffin and reef. Bond the devil, the lucky lotty beast. Big war, I gone between north and east. So watch your neck back, protect your head, please. Please, my youth, gonna try live clean. But do your own thing and smoke a little bit weed. Before you start smoke, separate your seed. Jah Rastafari, bless you and me. Survivors of chat about war. Him say my wrist, that bolt anymore. Tell my big man what they won't get far. Without job, they can't reach far. Some vibe is tough, jump up war. Dips in my wrist, that bolt anymore. Tell my big man what they won't get far. Without job, they can't reach far.
Don't let the difference of praise into the most high. Jah Rastafari, I listen the last of the first, for giving I and I this great and wonderful privilege to come together in love and perfect unity.
War, you know my name, I mean no me love war. Rubbing many bumpers and a pan fight war. Quit a fist fight, knife stab any war. Well if I run war, pass me the SLR. Load a cut, never say in a white jar. Just up in a back when man I fight war. You know my name, I mean no me love war. Man I want for many war, man I roll with Jah Rastafari, king and savior. You never believe in Jah, nobody's gonna save ya. But in the revolution, when the revolution come, you know you can't fight with gun. Knowledge, wisdom, weapon in a war. Bring the two of them when you come in a day war, yeah. So we are reckoning a war without Jah. You won't last a second in a war. Survivors don't chat about war. Them same I stamp out of the war. Tell them I'm big man, but they won't get far. Without Jah, them not reach far. Survive and stop chat about war. Them same I stamp out of the war. Tell them I'm big man, but they won't get far. Without Jah, them not reach far.
Good.
Huge tune from Rob Bollocks this morning. That's Jar War, the Loifa remix. That is The Bug and Flodan. Thank you very much, Rob.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.